Following your father's footsteps, that's usually one of those decisions in life that results in pride and a great sense of accomplishment. My next guest is someone who, this past week, walked that path, but unlike maybe you, for example, who does it either privately or among family and friends, now, he decided to do it on Broadway stage in front of a live audience as he stepped into the role made eternal by his father, Herschel Bernardi, here to share what the experience was like for him playing Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof, which is currently playing at the Broadway Theater through the end of December, is Michael Bernardi. Thanks for being here today, Michael.
Hello there. How are you?
And again, it's the Broadway Theater, 1681 Broadway. And get more info online, schubertorganization.com/theater. And we have the links all set up over on our website. And I was reading up, Michael, you've done Tevye before up in New England, but to do it on Broadway, What was the spirit of your father alongside you? Was there something metaphysical? You know, what was the emotion for you?
Well, I mean, it was. Let me just use words from the show. It was a miracle. It was obviously a dream come true, and something that I've thought about and dreamt about from a very early age. Just growing up and seeing pictures of my father on a Broadway stage doing that role and having him not in my life because he had passed away when I was so young, of course, I fantasized, not necessarily about doing it myself, but just the idea of what it was like to be in that audience and to see him do that. And I heard so many stories surrounding it, you know, so many, you know, little old Jewish ladies coming up to me going, oh, your father was magnificent, you know, like it was the legend of some Jewish Paul Bunyan or something. And so the fact that I've been given this incredible opportunity to not only to witness, but to experience that, It feels like I've gotten my father back. And the experience in a lot of ways has proven to be a fatherly experience, filled with all sorts of lessons that I don't even know he could have taught me, even if he were around.
Or maybe this is
such a specific. group of lessons and parables that you can only get by standing on that stage in front of those hundreds and hundreds of people. So I feel incredibly blessed.
Or maybe this was his way of teaching you by somehow opening the doors for everything to fall in the way they fell in.
I mean, absolutely. And you know, it's interesting. In the same way that you look at, you know, I look at like a freak accident, right? And you think of, oh my God, that's terrible. What kind of universe would allow for something like that to happen? I kind of look at this the same way. It's like, oh my God, what kind of universe would allow for something so harmonious to happen in my life? It's just like, it's very much, I feel very, it feels there's a sense of the shirt and there's a sense of destiny, but at the same time, it feels so absurd. It's just so absurdly perfect. And yeah, there's a part of me that feels that I'm getting pranked by Ashton Kutcher or something.
So. Well, I was reading up on the various steps you took, how your mother saved your father's costume, and you wear the boots and other parts of it through the performance up in New England, as well as in your current co-starring role in this current revival on Broadway, the Broadway Theater. And when she first gave you the boots, that you took him to a cobbler or shoe repairman who happened to be the son of the father who first made the boots.
Yeah, and these are one of these freak accidents that make me almost distrust, you know, the reality. My mother brought out the boots and she says, okay, you know, you want to wear them? And I thought, I don't want to mess them up, but I tried them on and they were a little too small. So I had to resize them. And my mom, and I said, I don't want to mess up the boots. They have to be resized and everything. She said, honey, your father always said the greatest sin is to never to have a piano and never play it. So play the boots. You know, they're just sitting in this closet. So I took him to the first cobbler I can think of in Los Angeles and dropped him off. They took my measurements. About a month later, I came back and I opened the boots and I look at them and I start tearing up at the cash register. And the guy looks at me and he says, do you don't like the boots? And I said, no, I love them. There's this whole story. I'm playing Tevye up in Massachusetts in Fiddler on the Roof. My father, he did Fiddler on the Roof on Broadway. He says, your father was in Fiddler on the Roof on Broadway? I said, yeah. He says, my father did the original. I said, who's your father? Is your Marcel? Like, what's going on? He said, no, my father did the shoes. He gave me this business. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I look on the walls, and usually every wall in Los Angeles is covered with, like, you know, B-list, actor right. autograph photos and stuff. And I just assumed that that's what was on the walls. But I looked, and actually it was nothing but Broadway posters. And I realized, and he started talking, that basically on the West Coast, it was the only shoe store that is like this Broadway house for shoes. And he said, yeah, look, these are from Kinky Boots, and these shoes we're working on for Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And so it was just one of those things where it just kind of, someone was kind of tapping on my shoulder saying, okay, you're going in, there's a path here, and you're on the right track.
And now you got the boots to walk that path to it. Michael Bernardi, who is part of the cast of the revival of Fiddler on the Roof, playing through the end of December at the Broadway Theater, the 1681 Broadway, and of course New York. And this past week, stepped in the lead role of Tevye. SchubertOrganization.com/theaters. You can find out more about ticket information as well as for the other shows that are playing under that umbrella. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Stepping into any role is you have options. Certainly stepping into a legendary role. I mean, your father played it over 700 times on Broadway plus on various tours.
Right.
Where is the line between imitation and emulation? Mm-hmm. And where did you want to land on it?
I honestly believe that, especially when it comes to an iconic role, and I think, you know, this is what's been keeping me up at night for, you know, the past year, is comparison. And I think, you know, watching Danny Burstein on a daily basis, I know that he struggled with that in the beginning, and not that he struggled, but I could see him coming up to that challenge, and watching him and being so inspired by his example of how he handled all these people. They would show up at the stage and go, oh, I saw Zero Mostel. Oh, I saw Herschel Gernardi. Oh, I saw Paul Lipson. He did it this way and that way. Why'd you do it like this and this and that? And how he was so easy with himself and with the whole conversation. And some could say that, you know, that may have been a little more magnified for me, just because it's my father, and I've been hearing all sorts of stories of how brilliant, you know, he was my entire life. And so I found that this, for me, I realized that on a very subliminal level, I've been comparing myself to my father without even knowing it. And I think just any child of anyone that has ever done anything, excellent understands this. You are put into a world, you see your parent succeeding, and your definition of excellence, your standard of excellence, is immediately risen to a very high level. And so you, either, you know, you feel that pressure, but also you try to attain that kind of level of excellence. And what can happen is that at least for me, is that I started hiding because I never felt ready. I was always, okay, I have to be better. And the opportunities would come my way and I'd go, okay, that's great, but I'm not really ready because I don't feel comfortable that I've hit, you know, that kind of standard. So I'm not ready until it got to a point where I was just like, okay, enough is enough. I have to just put myself out there, flaws and all, and just do what I'm here to do. And as soon as I made that decision, things started happening, but then literally this ring of fire just appeared. And I was offered the role in Massachusetts to play Tevye, and now playing it on Broadway. And it really is that ring of fire to walk through and to say, okay, this is me, and I believe in myself, and that's ultimately the greatest gift anyone can give to themselves. And I'm going to stop talking before I start sounding like Tony Robbins or something. But all I can say is that it's been an incredibly rewarding experience to feel like I'm standing on my own two feet in this role. And it's been extremely healing.
It is one of the legendary plays of Broadway, playing through December 31st at the Broadway Theater, 1681 Broadway. You can get more ticket information at SchubertOrganization.com. If you want to call the box office, 212-239-6200. He is part of the cast, and he is doing his dad proud with what he did this past week as well. Fiddler on the Roof, currently showing again at the Broadway Theater in New York City. Michael Bernardi, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you very much. And I would just like to add on, no one owns a role. I may have a connection to the show, but ultimately it's everyone. It is the role. Like, everyone is just serving that part and to serve the story of Tevye. And ultimately, Fiddler on the Roof is not about my story. It's not about my father's story. It's not about Danny's story. It's just the story of Fiddler on the Roof that has proven itself over 50 years to connect on such a universal level. So, yes, come see the show.